the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey, Clayton, how are you?
Good, Mikey. How are you?
I'm just going to say, without going into too much detail, thanks for those. What did you call them? A cupcake?
Or yeah, what was cupcake. Dolce de leche banoffee pie.
Man, banging.
Oh,
banging.
Just sort of bring something in, you know?
Tell you what, we welcome random desserts here on The Breakfast Show. We welcome all presents, actually. Maybe at the moment, maybe it's the first time you thought I should send The Breakfast Show a present. But like that, there's never a bad time to send The Breakfast Show a present.
Well, I thought I'd bring in something sweet for, you know, we've got it like a nice little drama today we're going to talk about.
Wonderful. Go ahead, please.
It's called The Journey. It's from 2016. And I don't know if you know much about the 2006 peace talks about Northern Ireland. So they obviously had a lot of decades of drama with the Civil War, with the Troubles and Bloody Sunday. And they came together, the Sinn Féin leader, Martin McGuinness, and the Democratic Unionist leader, Ian Paisley. And these two guys hated each other. They barely talked to each other.
Hate, just spewing hated each other for years.
Oh, totally. Paisley's like this, a firebrand preacher, and this other guy's like former IRA. And they come together, and this is a fictional account of their drive to the airport. So in real life, they actually flew home together to Belfast. Yeah, I know, crazy, two people hate each other.
Yeah.
Paisley was heading back for his 50th wedding anniversary, and there was this thing about how the two leaders had to fly together because otherwise, you know, one of the terrorist groups might attack the plane with a bazooka or something, you know, just so if they fly together, it's safe, you know?
Wow, yeah, of course, yeah.
Makes sense. But anyway, so it's a fictional account of their drive together, and the MI5, like the Secret Service, like are trying to have this ploy to like divert them and have a little accident, so they end up having to sit and try and nut out an agreement. So it's all, you know, all fictional, but it's a sad thing about this movie is that all the facts of this stuff is actually really interesting, and I think if they did a fact-based movie rather than write up this drama, it would have been a lot better. So I don't know if you've seen Bloody Sunday. Paul Greengrass's Bloody Sunday, Steve McQueen's Hunger, like actual, you know, fact-based stories about the Troubles in Ireland. Like, they're really, really good.
Yeah, and anxious, gripping stuff.
Oh, right? You know, talented directors like Jim Sheridan and The Name of the Father.
Yep.
And this,
amazing.
This movie is directed by this sort of journeyman guy called Nick
Journeyman.
Ham. Journeyman. Nick Ham, who's made this other Irish comedy called Killing Bono. And it just felt a bit like, you know, TV movie. It was like, just wasn't really handled that well. But luckily it's got some good performances from Cole Meaney and Timothy Spall in the two lead roles. And they're like sparring away, which is quite nice.
Cole Meaney, what else has he been in?
Oh, he was in like Star Trek Next Generation and Deep Space Nine for ages. But he was also in, The Commitments and those sort of movies. Any sort of Irish comedy late 90s, early 2000s. So he recognises his face. And it's got John Hurt as well, but he's super underutilised. It's just this sort of, you know, MI5, like, spy. And it's just like, dude,
I sometimes think John Hurt is like maybe he signs on to movies just so he can just dip his tone sort of thing. Like, there's a lot of movies he's in that we just go, oh, you were good. Oh, where's he? Oh, he's gone.
The 80s, the Elephant Man, and like in the 90s, he's just underutilized. And
that Cole Meaney's him. That's that guy. He's him.
Mikey's looking him up on the internet because he can't remember what he looks like, but curly haired. He just, even though they don't have the greatest script and it's a bit, the narrative's a bit cheeseball with some of the stuff that happens, but, you know, these two, you can tell, you know, they're just great, having great yarn in the car. Because I love sort of car-based movies like Locke. Have you ever seen Locke? Like, when they're just sort of in the car, and it's all about the dialogue.
What's the Tom Brady one?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Lock. Sorry, Tom Brady's.
Yeah, the NFL. Yeah.
Is that Locke?
Yeah. So I love those ones.
That's a great movie. Yeah. That's a fairly recent movie too, isn't it? Have you seen that, Rob?
No, yeah, I highly recommend it.
I'm a huge Tom Hardy fan.
It's the whole movie. The whole movie is just him in the front seat of driving his car somewhere.
Yeah, just making
in real
phone
time,
calls.
In real time, and the phone going, answering the phone, dealing with it.
Yeah.
Another call coming through, and just, it's amazing.
So this has elements like locked in the car, just him nattering away.
Yeah,
but then it goes to like these massive wide shots of like, you know, beautiful scenery driving through Scotland. But of all things, it's actually filmed in Northern Ireland, but it actually makes me want to go on a road trip around that country, just the coastal drives. And the cinematography, it's like the guy, this American cinematographer who did Elf, girls trip in Marmaduke, like this real like cheesy American Hollywood guy, but like it's shot beautifully, so it's got some saving graces, but it's just the plot wise it's a bit
like Timothy Spall is one of my favourite actors from like Alfida's own Pet when you look at him in
who would have thought great acting chops, eh? So yeah. Like it's, and they're just other, you know,
he's got one of those faces you wouldn't have thought, would you?
You're exactly right. He was in Quadrophenia as well.
Was he?
Yeah. So yeah, it's got some acting class. It's such a shame. Like a real fact-based movie.
Do you get a bit of bonus on the DVD? A little few extras there? No.
Don't know,
no,
sorry.
Do your own homework sort of thing. All right, okay. All right, well, it's called The Journey. Came out in 2016. We do have a copy to give away after that beautiful pitch.
Hey, it's got some redeeming features. But it's such a historical part of history that, like, you know, I think it's something interesting to learn about if you don't know anything about it.
Because it's intense and something that we just don't, we really don't have our heads around here in New Zealand, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, you know, that vicious hatred.
Just for decades, and it's just, it just blows your mind when you like do a bit of research, but especially about these two guys that they wouldn't even, you know, talk about the weather together, but then just somehow in their sort of older age and wisdom, they've just, you know, gone, hell, you know, for future generations.
We've tried everything else. Let's try this thing, yeah. Mm. Yeah, good on. But a peace, eh? Who would have, text, if you want a copy of that movie, just text the word peace. P-E-A-C-E.
Oh, peace. And another Irish movie to check out is 1971. So that came out a couple of years ago at the film festival, and just stunning stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So if you want a copy of The Journey and you've got a Simplicity B card, please text in the word peace to 5395. Do that now. First person to do that will win a copy of this on DVD. Thank you, Clayton. Thanks for those delicious cakes. Mm.
Nice. That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.